All right, here we are, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus, my name. Nice little short show tonight. Short show tonight. Be done around, let's say, 10:10, 1 hour and 3 minutes from right now. We're going to be done. Hope everybody's ready. Nice short show. Machine gun fire show. All right, Grittedom is on. Mike Griffith is on. Why Not Me is on. Robin Aroney is on. Supergirl 21 is on. Why Not Me is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Let me see. Dave Souders is on. Sweathy is on. We got a relative of Sweathy in the room right now. KV4MS is on. John Phillips 1973 is on. PD Frank 1974 is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Dead Plan is on. Granite 2468 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Mickey 44 is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger's on. Pumpkin Drifting on Wood is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Judy Anita is on. Joe Enns is on. And Joe Heathen is on. Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. La Picket Fence is on. JD Wool is on. CW is on. Ferrison 77 is on. Let me see. Golfmaster 1 is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Conroy R is on. Let me see. Ambly's on. My Broken Heart is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. 50925 McDonald is on. Let me see here. Who did I miss? LA 106 Times is on. DK Jackson 1203 is on. Q13013 is on. Order in the Court is on. Hi, back to you. Let me see here. All right, I think that Chopper Supernut right there at the end. Glad you guys all are on. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Let's hop on to this thing. We'll do the Trump section of the show first here. Go to the first one for me, Brent. The U.S. Army will no longer allow transgender individuals. This is from the U.S. Army. You know that they are all rejoicing. Now, you know, because the Mark Milleys are gone, the Lloyd Austin is gone, sitcom Commander McKenzie, they're all gone now, so we don't have sycophants anymore. We don't have a bunch of bootlickers and butt kissers now for the Biden administration in charge anymore. We actually have real men and women that are actually in charge of the military now, and they've wanted to do this for a long time, but they haven't been able to do it. And now we have Pete Hegseth in charge as defense secretary. The U.S. Army will no longer even allow transgender individuals to join the military and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with transgender transition for service members. You know, we've talked about all the wasted money in USAID and other parts of the government. But one of the things that we haven't talked about yet, which, by the way, the audit for the Pentagon is coming with its $900 billion budget, which we'll get to in a little bit. But with a Mike Benz video. But one of the areas that we don't talk about that I don't know how many millions has been wasted on are transgender surgeries for soldiers and transgender care for soldiers. This is wasted when you're sitting there and you are attaching phallic symbol to female soldiers and cutting off the phallic symbol of male soldiers. Oh, and you and I have been paying for all that. And just for one thing, off of the pregame, this worked out perfectly well in the Sean Ryan video. If we have an armed confrontation, if we go into an actual kinetic war with China, we run out of missiles in 8 days. Anybody think of that? In every single computerized war game scenario against China, we lose. Just so everybody knows. And that's not me saying that. And that's not right-wing conspiracy theorists saying that. That's actually analytically true. And has been put out there by other sources. This is why, one of the reasons why we lose is we don't deal in volume of weapons anymore. We just deal specifically in technology, but even after that, you still have to have a volume of weapons, and we run out of weapons because this is what we've been concentrating on is being diverse instead of being deadly. Diversity does absolutely nothing to kill the enemy and break their stuff. Nothing. Run out of missiles. This is absolute truth off the Sean Ryan show. We run out of missiles in 8 days. China produces in 1 week the amount it has the capacity. Let's just talk about capacity into shipbuilding and missile building. They have the capacity to build in 1 week what we for missiles. They have the capacity to build in 1 week, as far as missiles are concerned, what it takes us 1 year to build. So they can build in 1 week what it takes us a year to build when it comes to missiles. And when it comes to shipbuilding, they have 300. Even Sean Ryan was asking the analyst there. The analyst asked Sean Ryan, what do you think the difference is? How much more shipbuilding capacity does China have in comparison to the United States? And Sean Ryan, obviously an expert himself, said, well, I would estimate it at 20 times the amount. So the expert was saying that China has 20 times the shipbuilding capacity that we do. And the analyst had to correct him and say, no, they have 350 times the shipbuilding capacity that we do. Remember, they have a billion citizens that live there. And it's actually, I think Aaron told me last time, it's 1.2 billion people there, 1.2, 1.4 billion people that live there. And we have 350 to 400 million people that live here. Remember, a billion is 1,000 millions. So they have about 2.5 times the population that we do, for one thing. But they have 350 times the shipbuilding capacity that we do. That's why steps like this are fantastic, because we need to get back to concentrating on lethality, as Pete Hegseth has espoused over and over again. All right, let's go to the next one for me. We're in the Trump section of the show right now. But anyway, Washington Free Beacon tweet, Trump shuts down Biden's Climate Corps work program. Can anybody even explain to me what that is and who paid for it? What is a Climate Corps work program? How do you work on a fallacy? How do you work on a hoax? You go out there and everybody just pretends that climate is a problem and that makes you some sort of core. But luckily, I don't know what the numbers are, but Trump has shut down Biden's ridiculous brown shirt Gestapo Climate Corps work program. And I'm going to do something now that I don't usually do. J.D. Vance was speaking of, what was the title of? The Munich Security Conference. I usually don't break down speeches. This is two excerpts from the speech. I usually don't do that, but I had to do it because this speech was so good in talking about free speech, talking about free elections. It was too good not to break down. So here's a couple minutes, and then we'll break it down together. Lord Bebo video, holy S, J.D. Vance tells Europeans. Play it for me.
I will admit that sometimes the loudest voices for censorship have come not from within Europe, but from within my own country, where the prior administration threatened and bullied social media companies to censor so-called misinformation. Misinformation like, for example, the idea that coronavirus had likely leaked from a laboratory in China. Our own government encouraged private companies to silence people who dared to utter what turned out to be an obvious truth. So I come here today not just with an observation, but with an offer. And just as the Biden administration seemed desperate to silence people for speaking their minds, so the Trump administration will do precisely the opposite, and I hope that we can work together on that. In Washington, there is a new sheriff in town, and under Donald Trump's leadership, we may disagree with your views, but we will fight to defend your right to offer it in the public square, agree or disagree. Now, we're at the point, of course, that the situation has gotten so bad that this December, Romania straight up canceled the results of a presidential election based on the flimsy suspicions of an intelligence agency and enormous pressure from its continental neighbors. Now, as I understand it, the argument was that Russian disinformation had infected the Romanian elections. But I'd ask my European friends to have some perspective. You can believe it's wrong for Russia to buy social media advertisements to influence your elections. We certainly do. You can condemn it on the world stage even. But if your democracy can be destroyed with a few $100,000 of digital advertising from a foreign country, then it wasn't very strong to begin with. Now, the good news is that I happen to think your democracies are substantially less brittle than many people apparently fear. And I really do believe that allowing our citizens to speak their mind will make them stronger still.
So there you go. Did everybody hear Leon Fishpuppy? She puts it out. Not a lot of applause there. And actually, we're going back to one part of it just a second because I want to show you something. There's absolutely no applause when he talks about free speech. And these are the people who want to fight for democracy in Ukraine. This is, remember now, this is the Munich Security Conference. So this is the European Union who wants to kill all the men and a lot of the women in Ukraine to fight for democracy. How are you a democracy and how are you fighting for democracy when you don't believe in any democratic values whatsoever, like free speech? I mean, listen to the applause here. Play it for me.
In Washington, there is a new sheriff in town. And under Donald Trump's leadership, we may disagree with your views, but we will fight to defend your right to offer it in the public square, agree or disagree.
That right there, you can bring it back to me. That right there, did everybody see them and nobody was applauding? And they were all just sitting there. These are the purveyors of democracy. They're going to go fight. This is why they're so eager to fight for the democracy in Ukraine that isn't a democracy, where there are no elections, are no opposition parties, are no opposition media. And that's because their version of democracy is authoritarianism, because the world is inverted. Whenever you hear these leftists talk about democracy, they're talking about wanting Nazism. Their version of, remember now, Nazism slash fascism is the merging of corporatism and governance. That's what they wanted. That's what they brought in with COVID and vaccines and everything else. But you saw it there. He simply says that we are espousing the right for everybody to say what they want to say. And what do you hear? There's 100. I mean, it looks like it's 1,000 people in that room. And about 4 of them were clapping. And these are the people who are representing democracy and want thousands upon hundreds of thousands or even millions, because they're estimating the casualty toll, the death toll. Nobody really knows. It's well over 1 million in Ukraine on both the Russian and the Ukrainian side. They want that fight to go on for democracy. I mean, again, it's like this. If you were to take, you have two NFL teams. You know, you just say the, let's see, you got the Chiefs and the Eagles. They just played in the Super Bowl, right? And you got a guy who's dressing like a chief, who goes to the Chiefs facility, goes into the Eagles room, Eagles locker room, and says, "I want to be an Eagle," but you have a Chiefs uniform on. You're part of the Chiefs organization. You have a Chiefs contract, and you believe in the principles of the Chiefs, and you look like one. You are one. That's what all these guys are. They're saying that they are believers in democracy. That's what they're saying. They're purveyors of democracy, and they'll fight for democracy, not with their lives, but with other people's lives. But they have no traits of democracy. That's the same thing in the modern church. I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. But you have no traits of being a Christian. So how exactly are you a Christian? See, that's what's happening now. And a couple other things. So let's look at some characteristics in this speech here. So these are the people who want to fight for democracy, but they don't applaud free speech. So how are you a democracy without free speech? So, and J.D. Vance brings up the Biden administration, who's talking about free speech here, bullies social media, and we all know this already, into censoring what they deem to be disinformation, which was actually truth. I wrote a little list down, like the lab leak theory. You're banned off for, so, and remember, all these guys are out in the audience, not clapping at all, because they are for all of these things. They claim to be, again, the purveyors, the judges of what is correct information and what is disinformation, but all they do is ban correct information. Just like they say they're for democracy, but they're actually authoritarian dictatorship Nazis. They flip the words, everything's inverted. When you hear them say, we are a democratic government, no, they are a fascist government. Whenever you hear them call us fascists, they're actually calling us a democratic republic. When a fascist calls you a fascist, it means you're an opposite of a fascist. So the things that people were banned off, and J.D. Vance makes it clear before he launches into the European countries, that America is just as guilty, although we're not arresting people, we're just banning their right to free speech. You were banned off of social media at the request of the State Department, at the request of the FBI, at the request of NGOs funded by USAID, if you espoused the lab leak theory because that was misinformation. Oops, that was completely correct. If you espouse that masks don't work, oops, you were completely correct, but it was called disinformation. You were banned. If you said that vaccines kill people, 36 million excess deaths later, we've been proven to be correct, but we were banned for giving the correct information under the guise of espousing disinformation. That vax doesn't stop transmission and infection. That a mandate was put in place that you couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel, go to work, because they didn't want you to spread the virus around. They didn't want you to infect other people. and on the basis that the vaccine can stop infection, it didn't stop transmission and infection. And Pfizer had to admit under oath that they never even tested to see if it stopped transmission and infection. But you are banned off of social media by the Biden administration if you espouse that which was true. But nobody's clapping in this crowd, even though they are guilty of banning correct speech. And by the way, again, you don't have the right to ban correct or incorrect speech. You shouldn't be able to ban lies. You shouldn't be able to ban racism. You shouldn't be able to ban anything. It is free speech. If people want to be stupid, racism, stupid, right? If you want to be stupid, you have the right to speak your stupidity. You have the right to speak anti-Christian things if you want. But God will make sure that you pay for that. And if you commit defamation against somebody where you are preventing them the ability to make a living, then you'll suffer the civil repercussions of those things. But you should have the right to say whatever you want. We said that social distancing doesn't work and that ivermectin does. We were banned for both. And we were completely correct. And all of these guys that are patently wrong, wrong about what they consider to be information versus disinformation, truth versus lies, wrong about everything. So they're refusing to clap that J.D. Vance says you should be able to espouse whatever you want to espouse. All right, let's go on to the next part of it. A catch-up video, J.D. Vance attended, just titled, J.D. Vance attended the Munich Security Conference. Play for me, Brent.
And unfortunately, when I look at Europe today, it's sometimes not so clear what happened to some of the Cold War's winners. I look to Brussels, where EU commissars warn citizens that they intend to shut down social media during times of civil unrest the moment they spot what they've judged to be, quote, hateful content. Or to this very country, where police have carried out raids against citizens suspected of posting anti-feminist comments online as part of, quote, combating misogyny on the internet, a day of action. I look to Sweden, where 2 weeks ago the government convicted a Christian activist for participating in Quran burnings that resulted in his friend's murder. And as the judge in his case chillingly noted, Sweden's laws to supposedly protect free expression do not, in fact, grant, and I'm quoting, a free pass to do or say anything without risking offending the group that holds that belief. And perhaps most concerningly, I look to our very dear friends, the United Kingdom, where the backslide away from conscience rights has placed the basic liberties of religious Britons in particular in the crosshairs. A little over 2 years ago, the British government charged Adam Smith Connor, a 51-year-old physiotherapist and an army veteran, with the heinous crime of standing 50 meters from an abortion clinic and silently praying for 3 minutes. Not obstructing anyone, not interacting with anyone, just silently praying on his own. And after British law enforcement spotted him and demanded to know what he was praying for, Adam replied simply, it was on behalf of the unborn son he and his former girlfriend had aborted years before. Now, the officers were not moved. Adam was found guilty of breaking the government's new buffer zones law, which criminalizes silent prayer and other actions that could influence a person's decision within 200 meters of an abortion facility. He was sentenced to pay thousands of pounds in legal costs to the prosecution. Now, I wish I could say that this was a fluke, a one-off crazy example of a badly written law being enacted against a single person. But no, this last October, just a few months ago, the Scottish government began distributing letters to citizens whose houses lay within so-called safe access zones, warning them that even private prayer within their own homes may amount to breaking the law. Naturally, the government urged readers to report any fellow citizens suspected guilty of thought crime. In Britain and across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat.
All the guys that are watching this thing, again, refusing to applaud free speech, but allegedly the defenders of democracy, and will send all their troops to go defend a democracy in a country where there is no democracy, the Ukraine. So allegedly all these guys are the purveyors of the democracy, the espousers of democracy, the defenders of democracy, but they have no traits of being democratic. at all. They are all absolutely fine with what J.D. Vance said. So I want you to think about something here. What do they have in common with a Democratic Republic? Do they have more in common with a Democrat Republic or a Constitutional Republic, whatever, your Charter of Rights Republic, whatever, Parliamentary Republic? Do they have more in common with that or the Third Reich, Nazism? I mean, who acted like what J.D. Vance just said about Brussels, Germany, and Sweden, and even the United States? Who acted more like that? Who acted like that? That would be Nazi Germany. Those of us on the right never act like that. And we're the ones who are allegedly the threats to democracy. Again, they call you a threat to democracy. Remember, that actually means you're an advocate for democracy. Because the world is completely inverted, and inverted on purpose to usher in an agenda. The people who defended Anne Frank, who housed Anne Frank, are the convicted felons like Donald Trump, are the espousers of disinformation. The people who actually did what was right were the ones. Remember that all the time. Remember, it always depends on who's charging you. The people that actually defended Anne Frank, housed Anne Frank, hid Anne Frank, were all convicted felons, like Donald Trump is, but did what was right, and allegedly were purveyors of disinformation. I can't imagine, this is the European Union that he's standing in front of, only how many years removed from 1945? We're not even 100 years from that. We're 80 years from that, roughly. And only 80 years removed from Adolf Hitler, removing everybody's right to free speech, doing experimental vaccinations on people, experimental medical procedures on people, taking their guns, banning their speech. And now these people are doing the same thing in the name of democracy. How can you think that banning anybody's speech is democratic? Brussels, just using J.D. Vance's speech here, in some ways quoting him, the EU commissars said that they would warn that they will shut down social media. This is in Brussels. Shut down social media. This is a democratic republic. Shut down social media during times of civil unrest. Well, who determines what civil unrest is? But for me, the entire 4 years of the Biden administration was civil unrest. How about you, Aaron?
Yeah,
it was civil unrest. So they can deem anything just like the World Pandemic Treaty. Anytime there's any sort of world unrest or what they consider to be a pandemic, which could be a climate pandemic, they could shut down the world. And they all consider themselves to be advocates of democracy, just like AOC is an advocate for the children at the border that she would gladly butcher in the womb. So the EU commissars, having power over Brussels, warn they will shut down social media during times of civil unrest the moment they spot harmful content. Joe Biden speaking at any time for me was harmful content. So I guess if I'm in charge, everything gets shut down when it's a Democrat in charge. And when a Democrat's in charge, anytime a Republican speaks, everything gets shut down, right? And you're allegedly, again, an advocate for democracy. In Germany, police have carried out raids against citizens who posted anti-feminine comments. If you say in Germany, my wife should stay in the home, whether you believe it or not, you might be watching this show and you don't believe it. Fine, don't believe it. I don't care. But you should have the right to say it. You should have the right to say, I believe that a woman should stay in the home and raise the kids. Okay, if you don't agree with it as a woman, then who cares? Don't stay in the home and raise the kid. Go be miserable. I don't care, but she has the right to say it. The woman can come back and say, I believe the man should only work a labor job or the man should stay at home and raise kids. Fine. But if you espouse anti-feminine comments, not physical acts, comments. If his physical acts shouldn't be any of that problem either, unless they're violent. In Germany, police have carried out raids. Armed raids against citizens who posted anti-feminine comments as part of their combating misogyny on their internet day of action. That sounds like the night of a thousand swords or a thousand knives, whatever it was for under Hitler, doesn't it? Their day of action. It's amazing how people will list back to fascism and authoritarianism at the drop of a dime because they don't like what people say. I don't. People must never have passed their church and been bad-mouthed in their lives. They must live in little tiny bubbles. You know what? Everybody on the Rumble chat is generally pretty nice. But back in the day, when I was on Facebook before I got banned off of Facebook by the Biden administration, I was actually banned before that, so I shouldn't just say the Biden administration. But I was certainly banned by the Biden administration. Should have seen the things that were said about me on YouTube and on Facebook. I didn't want to ban their right to say it. If I wanted them not to be on the stream, as it's a private company, I don't have the what is it, section 203, 302?
What did I section 230.
Section 230? Section 2, why can I never remember that? I don't know why. But anyway, I don't have the section 230 exemptions, so I can ban. Facebook does not have the right to ban free speech. Yeah. They don't have the right to, because they have section 230 exemptions. So does YouTube. So does Google. But yet they violate their own section 230. That's the whole publisher versus platform. If you're a platform, you have 230 exemptions, liability exemptions, where you're not liable for what's said on your platform, but they act like they're a publisher so they can actually advance a political narrative and agenda. So that's what's going on in Germany. Can you imagine something in Germany when you are having an internet day of action and your day of action is raiding homes for people's comments? And you're not worried as a German citizen that you're about to all start saying Hi Hitler again? And all these people who believe in banning speech are attacking Elon Musk for his alleged Heil Hitler motion. The closest thing to Hitler are the people accusing Elon Musk of giving a Heil Hitler thing. And he's one of the biggest supporters of the Israeli state on the planet. All right, Sweden. 2 weeks ago, the government convicted a Christian activist for participating in Quran burnings that resulted in his friend dying. So Muslims came and killed his friend, and he was convicted of the Quran burnings. I don't know what happened to the Muslims. Probably nothing. As we've seen in Great Britain, and I mean, J.D. Vance can only burn it to the ground so much. But we've seen in Great Britain where the people who are commenting about the crime, and it's a Muslim who committed whatever crime it was, whether it was stabbings or anything else, end up with more time comparatively than the person who committed the crime. Because they dare say something anti-Muslim in some way, shape, or form, deemed to be anti-Muslims by, again, the judges of speech, who are all globalist leftist bourgeois elitists with a political agenda and narrative. All right, then, in England, two years ago now, in England, they arrest over 4,000 people a year for speech violations. And they want to go fight for democracy against Vladimir Putin, who arrests 400 people a year for speech violations in a much larger country. Think about that. So who's really the totalitarians? Vladimir Putin or England, or which one's the worst totalitarian? Because 2 years ago, Adam Connor was charged with the heinous crime of silently praying 50 meters from an abortion clinic for 3 minutes, found guilty of breaking the government's buffer zones law for when they shall say peace and safety. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Amazing. I mean, this unbelievable that a citizen of Great Britain will put up with this. And then, of course, under the British government is the Scottish government. The Scottish government sent a letter to residents in so-called safe access zones for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, like travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. When you're in all this safe stuff, again, it's an inverted world, and it's actually people trying to harm you in the name of safety. Safe access zones, warning them that private prayer within the safe access zone in their own home may amount to breaking the law. So if you silently pray in your home, you could be breaking the law. And then they advise neighbors to report neighbors for this suspected thought crime. Who's the Nazis? The people who are the advocates of democracy, who refuse to applaud free speech? They're the advocates of democracy, or are they the advocates of fascism and Nazism? You know the answer. Speaking of Nazism, let's go with the title of the show tonight. And wokeness tweet. Breaking: Judge Amir Hatam Madai Ali, strike one. I don't care what anybody thinks. No. Strike one. Bans Trump from freezing foreign aid. Ali was president of the radical MJC. That's not a problem, is it, Aaron? That's not a problem.
No, no.
He can't be. I mean, you trust him to decide
Absolutely.
Your guilt or innocence, wouldn't you, Aaron?
Absolutely.
As a right-wing MAGA Republican?
Of course.
I trust Amir Hatam Mada Ali. Strike one. I trust that guy to decide the fate of my freedom, wouldn't you? Especially when he used to belong to the MJC, which espoused campaigns to defund police, have seen major wins, and they're not stopping. That's from the MJC. That's what he believes in. And he gets to be an arbiter over the executive branches, executive orders? This guy? Oh, gee, is it just judge shopping? They make sure that they bring it to Judge Amir Hatta Mahdi Ali. Strike one. They make sure that they bring it to him so that he, the judge, Amir, bans. He bans? How does he ban? He bans Trump from freezing foreign aid. I thought we already dealt with this. We'd already won this case. What they're doing is shopping it to a bunch of different judges and getting a bunch of different rulings. What should Trump do, everybody? In the chat, what should Trump do? Now listen, what's he going to do? What's Amir Hatam Mahdi Ali, strike one, going to do? Nothing. Ain't nothing he can do. He's got no power. Ignore him. He has no power over the executive branch. Zero. All right, let's go to the next one from one of the worst people on the planet, Brian Krasenstein. Breaking. U.S. District Judge, wrong about everything, lies about everything, is a bent over Democratic Party propagandist who will say anything to get clicks. U.S. District Judge Tanya Shutkin, that should sound very familiar to everybody, because she was the one overseeing the Jack Smith Trump case. And I believe also J6 cases, U.S. District Judge Tanya Shutkin, radical leftist judge, who again, Brent, Aaron, myself, would any of us trust her to decide whether or not we broke a law or not and our sentence if and when we broke the law?
No.
Absolutely not. So why is she a freaking judge? She shouldn't be. All right, U.S. District Judge Tanya Shutkin has just called a 4 p.m. hearing. She can just arbitrarily, unilaterally decide to have a hearing? I thought hearings were brought to judges. I didn't know judges call hearings. They don't. She's making that up as she goes. And she needs to be ignored because she's just ignoring the law. Judges don't call hearings. They have hearings brought to them by prosecutors and district attorneys. A hearing on whether Elon Musk has the authority to lead Doge for the government. Judges don't do that. The case is brought to them. A lawsuit is filed and it's brought for a judge to preside over. They don't get to just have hearings. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, it really is. These people will do anything they want because everybody's afraid of being called a racist if you stand up against Tanya Shutkin. It's got nothing to do with age. She's an idiot. That's it. She's a political prostitute. That's it. She has no integrity. She has no human dignity. It is simply a prostitute for the globalist left and their initiatives and their agenda and their narrative. Simple as that. All right, go to the next one for me. These judges are all Nazis. They really are. I mean, what's the difference between this and a Nazi show trial in 1941? Nothing. What's the difference? Nothing. They don't use the rule of law. They're owned by a political party, just like the Nazi judges were in 1943. George Tweet, make sure you follow him on Twitter. He's been on the show before. Great guy. Breaking, Judge John McConnell, the crook who ordered the Trump administration to unfreeze inflation. So remember, he ordered unfreezing foreign aid. And he's been, this one here, was unfreezing the Inflation Reduction Act funds. I wonder why he would do that. Oh, now he's just ended up disclosing. He's disclosing. That's how he talks. That's how Judge John McConnell talks. The crook who ordered the Trump administration to unfreeze the Inflation Reduction Act disclosed that he owns $250,000 in stock in a company that received $75 million from the act. So he wants money. He owns stock in a company that receives money from the act that he just demanded to be unfrozen. This is the most egregious conflict of interest ever. The judge should be impeached and kicked from overseeing any future cases related to this administration. Imagine this. So he owns stump company in a stock that receives money from USAID. So now he's ordered the Trump administration to continue to fund the company that he owns stock in. Sounds like a little vaccine hoax, doesn't it? All right, let's go to Doge. Ivanka Trump news video. Shocking, under Obama and Biden, USAID funding did what? Play for me.
Who gets some of that money? Does that name ring a bell to anybody in the room? Because your money, $697 million annually, plus the shipments of cash funds madrasas, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, ISIS Khorasan, terrorist training camps. That's what it's funding. If you think that the program under Operation Enduring Sentinel entitled Women's Scholarship Endowment, which receives $60 million annually, or the Young Women Lead, which gets about $5 million annually, is going to women who, by the way, if you read the Inspector General's report, is telling you that the Taliban does not allow women to speak in public. Yet somehow you're believing, and American people are supposed to believe, that this money is going for the betterment of the women in Afghanistan. It is not. You are funding terrorism, and it's coming through USAID. And it's not just Afghanistan, because Pakistan's right next door. USAID spent $840 million in the last 20 years on Pakistan's education-related program. It includes $136 million to build 120 schools, of which there is zero evidence that any of them were built. Why would there be any evidence? The inspector general can't get in to see them. But you know what? We doubled down and spent $20 million from USAID to create educational television programs for children unable to attend the physical school. Yeah, they can't attend it because it doesn't exist. You paid for it. Somebody else got the money. You are paying for terrorism. This has got to end. I yield, Mr. Chairman.
We just keep finding out. I got to bring my list. I keep forgetting to bring my list. There's so many things to add to the list. I've actually got to update it. But we keep finding out the wretched, horrible things that you and I have been paying for over the last 4 years, and before that also, but a lot of it over the last 4 years. So let's break down some of this that was just spoken of. First of all, there's a minute before this where he actually acknowledges some of the individuals receiving our money, one of which in Afghanistan, one of which is a relative of Osama bin Laden with the same last name. So we are actually giving millions of dollars to a bin Laden. Right now, you and I are. $697 million annually funds the following. Annually, every year, we write a check to our enemies. You're like, no, Tom, it can't be that way. No, it's disguised as condoms for Gaza, all that. Different country. I'm just using it as an example. It's disguised as other things. But, okay, again, Aaron, what is all money? Fungible.
Yeah, fungible.
It's all fungible. So if you write a check for the studies of the humanities in Afghanistan, you really think it's going to go to the center? That's what Anthony Blinken, a globalist leftist bourgeois elitist who's trying to destroy the United States of America, he sends it there disguised as money for the humanities. But where's the $697 million actually going in Afghanistan? To madrasas, terrorist organization. ISIS, terrorist organization. Al-Qaeda, obviously, terrorist organization. Boko Haram, a terrorist organization. ISIS Khorasan, a terrorist organization. And terrorist training camps. Our money is going, you and I fund these things. We fund the things that set up improvised explosive devices that kill our kids, that have killed thousands of our soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. We fund them. We're funding it. Under Operations Enduring Sentinel, gosh, all these things need to stop. Money was sent for a women's scholarship endowment. This was part of the $697 million. Now, you honestly think that it went to a women's scholarship endowment in Afghanistan?
Sure.
$60 million every year for the Women's Scholarship Endowment. And $5 million more for Young Women Lead. That's currently being sent. That was sent to Afghanistan in 2024. Young Women Lead and Women's Scholarship Endowment? While women aren't even allowed to speak in public? And have to have their faces covered? Every ounce of their body has to be covered except for this? And you honestly think, I mean, they all know it. Again, Alex Jones has been talking about this for weeks and or months, for years. That's not incompetent. It's all purposeful. We know it's purposeful, but it's too hard to discuss it every time as if it's on purpose. I mean, they honestly believe this goes to the Women's Scholarship Endowment? Of course they don't. Are young women lead? No, not in a country where women are allowed to publicly speak. $840 million, everybody hear that? $840 million was spent on Pakistani education programs. Doesn't that make you feel good, Brent?
No.
Does it make you feel gooder?
Nope.
$840 million Pakistan. How, is that a national security interest of the United States of America?
No.
Does that do anything for an American citizen? Do we honestly believe that $840 million was spent on Pakistani education? Well, because it wasn't. Because it included $136 million out of the $840 million to build 120 schools, of which there is zero evidence they were ever built. And then when that was found out that they weren't built, what did the State Department under Antony Blinken do? Controls USAID. What did they do then after they found out that the $136 million that was spent to build 120 schools and zero of the 120 schools were built, they spent another $20 million on educational TV shows for kids who couldn't attend the schools who weren't built? Can you imagine this? You spend $136 million to build 120 schools. You find out you're Antony Blinken and you find out, Secretary of State, replaced by Marco Rubio, you find out that none of the schools were built. And what do? You send $20 million for educational TV shows for kids who couldn't attend the schools you never built. Aaron, you got my debt clock?
Yep.
Let's play the game, shall we? Here we are. Here we go. So we're 36 trillion, 480 billion, 787 million. Let's wait for it to turn to 788, shall we? No, we'll let this go up to 8 first. Okay, and then we'll do it. We'll see it. We'll time it again for me, Aaron.
Yep.
Okay, get ready. As soon as it turns to 88, then we're going to... All right, there we are. So let's see how long it takes for us. There's another 100,000 just got spent. Another 100,000 just got spent. Another 100,000 just got spent. Another 100,000 that just got spent. Another 100,000 that just got spent. Another 100,000 that just got spent. I think it sped up. Another 100,000 just got spent. Another 100,000 just got spent. Another 100,000 that just got spent. Another 100,000. $1 million. How long, Aaron?
22 seconds.
22 seconds. We're spending $1 million every 22 seconds to the United States so we can send $840 million to Pakistan. And of that $840 million, $136 million to build 120 schools that were never built. See this? The Doge was at $92 billion yesterday, at $95 billion right now. So go, Elon, go, baby. Let's go to the next one, Brent. Insurrection Barbie video. Under the guise of foreign aid, USAID has been an unapologetic front for the far-left agenda. Basically, what's happened is that you and I have been funding the globalist left and the Democratic Party. That the only way they are successful is through our taxpayer dollars. That's it. And I could go on the, and I don't want to do my spiel again about NGOs and everything else to you. You already know. But that's what's been happening. And again, people are like, oh, USAID gave it to Democrats. No, they don't give it to Democrats. What they do is they give it to NGOs that give it to Democrats. So this is a minute and 11 seconds on this video, but what I want you to hear is the massive surge in D.C. of people hiring defense attorneys. Play it for me.
...of our border and the policies that kept America safe. I saw firsthand their willful refusal to protect this country. Under the guise of foreign aid, USAID has been an unapologetic front for a far-left agenda. It has become self-evident there weren't a handful of foolish policies, but rather a coordinated strategy of radical, idiotic, and often anti-American priorities. Idiotic, you say? Millions to teach Moroccans how to make pottery? The Moroccans were making pottery before we were a country. This entire debate today and the crocodile tears from Democrats just goes to show what's wrong with this town. Not a single Democrat I've heard has expressed dismay at the many examples of crazy, wasteful spending. I don't understand the objection to a deep dive in how we spend our money, but perhaps it's the fact that over the last several weeks, a massive surge has occurred in the search for a criminal defense attorney. That probably says it all. Five times in this city, any other city in the nation.
So the searches for criminal defense attorneys in the last 2 weeks are five times higher in D.C. than any other part in the country. And another area that has surged in D.C. is opening up foreign bank accounts. Surging only in D.C., Washington, D.C., where 92% of Washington, D.C. voted for Joe Biden. And suddenly, Five times more in Washington, D.C. than any other part of the country are people looking for defense attorneys and opening foreign bank accounts. That's weird, as if they're trying to hide their money and hiding defense attorney and hiring defense attorneys to defend their actions. Weird, isn't it? Weird how that's happening, because it's actually real. It's actually real. That joke from Kat Kemp or whatever on Gutfeld's show is absolutely apropos. What they're doing is, it's just like a guy who gets caught talking to another girl on his cell phone. His girlfriend sees that he's talking, pulls up his text messages, finds out that he's talking to another girl, and she gets all over him and says, "You're talking to another girl." And he goes, "How dare you go on my phone? How can we have a trustful relationship with you looking on my phone?" That's what Democrats are doing. Mm-hmm. Now, how about instead of actually discussing what was found on the phone? All right, NRM84 video. We deserve one heck of a refund. Here's Mike Benz. Play it for me.
For example, when I draw, this is what's coming next, right? President Trump tasked Elon Musk with sicking the Doge dogs on the Pentagon, and depending on how you measure it, the size of waste, fraud, and abuse of the Pentagon ranges from a couple hundred billion. They are the biggest federal agency in all of this. They have $900 billion budget compared to only $44 billion at USAID, and even less at CIA. The Yahoo Finance published this a couple of years ago, a $35 trillion black hole. If you want to pull up that receipt on screen, just so I don't look like I'm saying this directly myself, but just type in $35 trillion Pentagon black hole. That's larger than the entire national debt, just the amount of the black hole in the size of the accounting budget of the Pentagon over the years from its continual failing. This is on Yahoo Finance. This is 2020, I think. When America was born in 1789 in the first meeting of Congress, there were only three agencies that were created in the beginning of time, shall we say. The first act of Congress was to create the Department of State, the Department of Treasury, and the Department of War. And the Defense Department became the Department of War in 1948. What people, even now, they're seeing these USAID scandals with funding to the Democrats or funding to some of these blob internationalist Republicans or funding to these media institutions. You ain't seen nothing yet when you get to the Pentagon stuff, because USAID was created effectively in part to assist Pentagon activity under humanitarian front.
All right, so the Pentagon has a $900 million annual budget. They get that every year. It's just under that, but it's easier to just round up to $900 million.
Billion.
Oh, $900 billion. Got it written wrong. Thank you, Aaron. $900 billion budget. Sorry about that. So they get that annually every year. And it's a little lower than that. It's like $880, $860, but for all intents and purposes, $900 billion budget. Now, out of that, and they haven't passed an audit in 7 years except for the Marine Corps. There's a $35 trillion. Now, I'm going to make sure I get my numbers right because I blew up the first part. There's a $35 trillion, if you get my debt clock, there's a $35 trillion black hole. In other words, $35 trillion is missing from the Pentagon's budget. They have no idea where it is. Hmm. Is that it? Is that it? Right here? Is that it? You're like, "Tom, you're anti-military." I'm not anti-military if I talk about corruption in the military. It's just like I'm not anti. If there was a Jewish guy that killed a woman on video and all of us watched it and said he's guilty of murder, does that make me anti-Semitic? So if there's $35 trillion missing from the military they can't account for, where did it all go? Is that it? Are we giving money to the military that's reallocated to other areas? Like other countries and terrorist organizations and DEI programs and numerous other heinous things. It's funny how $35 trillion is missing and we've got a $36 trillion debt, isn't it? Very interesting how that all works. And by the way, that's not conjecture on Mike Benz's part. You can pull up the $35 trillion black hole on Yahoo Finance, which is anything but a bastion of right-wing conspiracy theory. And I love this one part. You can leave this up, Aaron. It's very apropos. We'll do our million-dollar game again. The first meeting of Congress, 1989, they had their first act ever, and that was to develop three three separate parts of government, departments of government. The Department of State, the Department of Treasury, and the Department of War. Why do we have anything else but those three things? I mean, now we have 2 million employees working for the United States government. 4,000 in the Department of Education alone. 14,000 in USAID. And I'm trying to remember what Alex Jones, no, it was not, maybe it was Alex Jones. Can't remember which, who it was. But we have, I believe it was Alex Jones, 523 governmental agencies. 523 governmental agencies. Why do we just not have the Department of State, Treasury, and War? That's all we need. USAID was created to assist the Pentagon activity by JFK under a humanitarian front. There you go. It's right here, Aaron. Just pulled it up. Good, Aaron. Pop that on there. There you go. Get me off just for a second. I want everybody to see it. Can you do it?
There we go.
There we go, right there. Pentagon's $35 trillion clouding black hole. Yahoo Finance. Got nothing to do with us. It's not a right-wing conspiracy theory. All right, let's do this one. Joni Ernst had a good moment, and when she has a good moment, we need to reward her by saying that she had a good moment, even though she's a globalist. Green Lives Matter video. So basically, taxpayers paid for. And one thing I will say, though, before I espouse her virtue too much, is why weren't any of these people talking about this before Doge? Everybody jumped on board now. Whether it's John Kennedy from Louisiana, who I like, who's on the pregame. Why was anybody attacking this before? Why wasn't Mike Johnson attacking this before? He's strangely quiet right now, isn't he? Because he approved one Biden omnibus and minibus after another. Why isn't anybody talking about this now? Where was Joni Ernst before this? Joni Ernst, who loves the Ukraine war. Why wasn't she talking about this before? Remember the Ukraine war where Volodymyr Zelensky says that out of the $250 billion that was sent them, he's only received $71 billion. Where'd the rest of it go, Joni? And why didn't nobody care before? Because now the pressure is on. Now accountability is here. That's why. So basically, Green Lives Matter video. So basically, taxpayers pay for the creation of the COVID-19 virus through USAID. Play for me.
By law, all federal spending is required to be publicly available on usaspending.gov. We've known for a while that Dr. Fauci used NIH funding to finance bat coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but it took the watchdog White Coat Waste Project to expose evidence that USAID was funding it too. In fact, the bulk of the money came from USAID. Yet no grants to the Chinese lab appeared on USAspending.gov. It was hidden from the public through layers of unreported subgrants and subawards. Thankfully, my push to defund EcoHealth Alliance was successful, and the group is now barred from receiving U.S. government grants. But this is why my TRACS Act must become law to prevent money being sent to China, the Taliban, or any other foreign adversary. Every grant recipient must be disclosed to ensure accountability, and we shouldn't stop there. My bipartisan Stop Secret Spending Act, introduced with Ranking Member Peters, would add additional transparency to federal spending. So, Mr. Schellenberger, I'll start with you, please. Why is USAID so secretive about how it spends billions of taxpayer dollars? Is it to avoid the public outrage over the waste, or is there something more nefarious there?
Well, thank you, Senator. And first of all, thank you for your leadership in bringing transparency and accountability to aid and the funding there. Obviously, this example you just gave of the Wuhan Institute of Virology is incredible. I mean, the fact it appears that the U.S. government funded the creation of the virus that caused the global pandemic.
It's funny how there's no records of things, isn't there? If you and I do anything, if you and I spend more, then we make more than a $600 transaction, the IRS knows about it and notifies themselves. So you and I do that, there's a record of our transactions. But when you're a governmental agency who's supposed to be operating under transparency, Biden said they're going to be the most transparent administration ever. Of course, they were the least transparent administration ever. But there's no record. So Anthony Fauci finds out that the CIA analysts, there's seven of them, determined that it was actually a lab leak that caused the coronavirus outbreak. So Anthony Fauci goes over to CIA. And what happens? You have to sign it at the CIA, you have to sign it at the White House, you sign it at the DOE, you have to sign it at USAID. So there's no record of his visit. but he did go over there and convinced 6 out of the 7 to change their opinion to natural origin. Same thing here. USAID was funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and there's absolutely no record because, as Joni Ernst said, and a good job to her on this, it was hidden by layers of subgrants and awards. What does that actually mean? That you and I funded agencies, because she said it wasn't just EcoHealth, but it's all the different EcoHealths. You and I, via our taxpayer dollars, paid NGOs, which then hired a bunch of Democrats with multi six-figure, even seven-figure salaries, and then those NGOs funneled our taxpayer dollars to go create the virus that shut down our economy. And I know, the virus didn't shut down our economy. The reaction to the virus shut down our economy, and that reaction was absolutely absurd and ridiculous for a 99.997% survival virus. But again, I digress. So it's just, again, the circle bleep symbiote that you and I, the party that you and I are invited to, and what is funded, you and I have been funding the globalist left. We've been funding Reuters, which bans our speech and calls what we say lies when they are the liars themselves, the liars calling the truth lies. We fund Reuters. We fund the New York Times. We fund Politico. Put that up for me, Brent. We fund this institution right here, you and I. This is how this money ends up at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, untraced. Look at what Politico, you and I, $34 million we sent to Politico. $34 million, $8 million last year alone, 2024. What for? Does that benefit anybody in this room? No.
No.
Look how the propagandist Goebbels media works. Harris is riding a dream economy. So this was a dream economy in November of 2024. It may be too late for voters to notice. Same, the exact same subject matter. Then they write, voters were right about the economy. The data was wrong. Again, we're paying for this. So when they say one thing that they believe is political, so they lie about the economy. They lie about the economy on purpose to try to get Harris elected. And then when there's no way to obfuscate the truth any longer, they finally tell the truth. Voters were right about the economy. Yeah, we know, morons. They could say that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris could say this is a dream economy all they want, but we actually, people like me, and probably most of us that are watching, we're actually watching the jobs reports be revised down month after month after month. Which I can't, if I get into that, it's 30 minutes. Where the heck am I? Okay. Ooh. Oh, man, it's 10:04? Crap. All right. We got to go to California for a couple minutes. We got to at least do a couple minutes. I said, what I say, 10:10?
Yeah.
But I get a, Brent gave me permission for a 5 to 18 minute variable.
Sure show.
But I got to get these guys home so they can have an 11 o'clock at night date with their wife on Valentine's Day. You're welcome, ladies. You're welcome if you're watching. If you're the spouses, you're She's welcome. Sleeping. I'll let these guys out of here so they can have an 11 o'clock date with their wife. Brent said his wife's already asleep.
So is mine.
My wife's up. She's in the office next door. Happy Valentine's Day, dear. All right, so let's do this. This is how I spent Valentine's Day. Did I get her flowers? No. Did I wish her happy Valentine's Day? No. Maybe that. I'll try to work that in there.
Oh, yeah. But anyway.
All right, let's do some California stuff. D9597, you're good, Pastor Tom. Thank you, brother. I love you. Appreciate you. If you are a brother. I don't know if you're a brother or a sister. D9597, sister. Okay, yeah. D9597, don't know. You guys got to tell me. But anyway, all right, so Milwaukee James says 1025. I'm not doing 1025.
We'll see.
All right, so let's go to California. So how's the rebuild going? Aaron, I hate to do this to you. Can you find out when the fire happened again? I know you've done that for me 87 times already. Let's just ask, though, how's the rebuild going so far? So let's look at it. We'll diagnose. Aaron will come up to date with me. So we'll diagnose. Oh, go, Aaron.
January 7th.
All right, January 7th. So 1-7. Let me mark that down. 1-7, so I don't forget. All right, so that happened on 1-7. Today's date is February 14th. So here we are a month and a week later. So 5 weeks later. That'll be a lot of progress, right? You know how much progress there's been? Aaron, can you guess?
Zero.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Just like the answer to every war, to every political, financial crisis, guess who's behind it all? BlackRock. Well, here, if you ever ask in a democratic state, has there been any progress in rebuilding from a natural disaster, an unnatural disaster, an actually purposeful fire, so they could usher in a 15-minute city just in time for the Olympics, which is exactly what happened. All right, so Eric Abinante video. Adam Carolla has a message. Play for me.
And the number one thing that we are going to do immediately, and you will see this happen, is to clear out the debris.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't cost a lot.
Yes, and they can.
I think you have to allow the people to go on their site and start the process tonight.
And we will.
Well, Mayor Karen Bass, you lied. You never had any intention of letting taxpayers go back onto their own property. Why on earth would L.A. let people who own their own property go back to their own property and take care of their own property? You would never do that. And I know you're worried about the toxic hazards and the waste. Well, guess what?
This is at Los Flores and PCA.
The rains came, and now it's all in the ocean. So thank you.
The rains came. You're worried about all the toxins. Don't worry. The rains came and washed it into the ocean. So you saw that press conference with Trump, with sitting next to Karen Bass. That was, you know, like 3 days after he was president. So that was like January 23rd, something like that. So there he is. Now, that was obviously a while ago. She said, and then he said, they ought to be allowed in the next day. And she said, they will be. Has that happened? No. Not one person has been granted a permit. You have to go get a permit. As Adam Carolla said, you have to go get a permit, permission from the government, under the guise of a permit, to go into your own home, to clean up your own home, and to dispose the waste, of your own home. You have to get a permit from Karen Bass. So did she do one thing that she said she was going to do? Not a one. Not a one. Here's another update for you from Eric Abinante from Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla narrates shocking drone footage. Play for me.
PCH. So this is Pacific Coast Highway. This is along the water side. This is directly in front of where I live. And it is some of the most expensive real estate in the world. And it is gone, baby, gone.
Look like Gaza.
Down to the ground. Yeah, it's very Gazian.
Gaz-esque?
Like, very Gaz-esque. Now, now the thing that's weird, as I'll sort of narrate, is everything is melted and everything's down to the ground. There's nothing left, but it clears up at the beach club. The beach club, which I'm a member of, is untouched. Completely and utterly untouched. It did nothing, and then the fire, and then it came again. Now
your local watering hole has been spared.
We took bid going down PCH, and it is buildings that are untouched and then just total devastation. Wow. So everything down PCH is completely gone, and then stuff gets untouched, and then it's gone again.
I wonder why. Yeah, they just hiccup so right over top of your house. Granted, yours is built like concrete, but some other wood houses are.
I got the back hill on my house. The back hill was burnt down. Everything in front of my house is burnt down. This is a Porsche 928 carcass that was burnt to the ground, by the way. Risky business car for those who don't know.
I can clean up that title, but don't worry about it.
And then it's just sort of eerie stairways nowhere, just metal stairways just hanging out over the ocean. Everything down to the ground. It's been over a month. There's zero cleanup. There's nothing.
Zero?
You saw it. Yeah, nothing but rubble. Zero attempts at cleaning.
They're afraid to push poison to the ocean.
Toxic, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so it is now over a month. There is no cleanup attempt. There is no official gov website you can go to for any kind of timeline about when the power's going to be on. There's just nothing. Dude. So the answer, when people go, when can you get back to your place? The answer is no idea.
So nothing's done. 5 weeks, not one thing has been done. And all of these people will vote Democrat again. That's what's really sad. And we could get into all of what happened before, whether it's the emptying of the reservoirs that are a gravity-fed system that left the hydrants empty, and Gavin Newsom refused to allow insurance companies to raise their rates because of the ridiculous non-deforestation policies of the state of California under Gavin Newsom. So he lets them all go. So all those houses have no insurance. Some of those people are mega wealthy. Some people aren't. Some people got those houses via inheritances and they're not wealthy. So their house is gone. But lo and behold, don't worry, because there'll be another company that comes in. Aaron, who would that company be?
BlackRock?
Yeah, BlackRock. Yeah. They'll come in and they'll buy a property from you at a reduced rate.
Of course.
So then they can build high rises in 15 minutes just in time for 4 years from now for the Olympics to be here.
Perfect.
Isn't that great? Doesn't that make you feel better if you're a California resident? So, you know, maybe something has broke loose. Now, you know, today, maybe something broke loose. Let's check the Wall Street Apes video. California Governor Gavin Newsom lied again. Los Angeles fire victims are not having things streamlined. I thought they said they were going to streamline them. Remember they said that Karen Bass said, globalist leftist communist that she is, she said that she was going to streamline it. They could go and start cleaning up the, you know, I'm going to just estimate that Trump was meeting with her about January 23rd. She said the next day they'd go clean up. Isn't today February 14th and not one single resident received a permit yet? I wonder why that is. Play it for me, Brent.
So I'm out here at Los Angeles County Public Works, and I just tried for the third time to pull a phase two debris removal permit and even showed them the form that they published online of the process. And they told me they've never seen this form before and they still don't know what the process is. They said I need to go visit Environmental Services, but I was already over there and they sent me here. So seems like they still don't have their act quite together. I'm gonna try again tomorrow, but as of this moment, doesn't seem like there is a legitimate way to pull a phase two debris removal permit. And LA County is keeping everybody in limbo. So would like to see the public officials get on this. This is ridiculous.
Classic Democratic Party governance, right? So they create a form that they don't recognize. Somebody from the Department of Public Works there, they created the form. They don't recognize it and tell them to go back to the other governmental agency that sent them to the Department of Public Works. They sent them back and forth and back and forth with a form that they created that they don't recognize. And not one person has been able to clean up their houses yet. Not one person. Don Keith video, not one. And by the way, the city hasn't cleaned up anything either. Not one thing. Not one thing's been done in 5 weeks. Don Keith video, Gavin Newsom took California. Listen to these stats. Play for me.
Liberals for Trump. Gavin Newsom has run this state into the ground. There was a $30 billion surplus, and now there's a $70 billion deficit. The only thing that keeps this place going is the fact that it's a beautiful state with wonderful resources. If you had the CEO of a company who the revenue was $30 billion, and then the next year it was negative 70, that person would be fired immediately and would not be able to find a job elsewhere. These people are unemployable in the private sector. They cleaned up San Francisco, not for the citizens of San Francisco.
Rolls out the red carpet for China.
When she came to town overnight, everything was cleaned up, CCP flags everywhere. That's like a little microcosm of where the left represents, but the MAGA faction of the Republican Party actually represents people's interests, the constituents' interests.
You can get down to LA in 2.5 hours, $55. In California, we're still debating a high-speed rail. What a joke.
Well, finally, California is going to get it right with this new high-speed rail.
I personally have been supportive of the high-speed rail project since my time as mayor of the city and county of San Francisco.
The project is no longer a $33 billion project. The project's years and years behind. The project's wildly over budget. That doesn't mean it's a bad idea.
We do have the capacity to complete a high-speed rail link between Merced and Bakersfield. Now, I know some critics are going to say, well, that's a train to nowhere.
We have a real federal partner with our high-speed rail system, an incredible opportunity to finish the work.
High-speed rail was mentioned. $4.2 billion has been requested of the legislature to finish the job.
Someone who's all in on the high-speed rail.
The high-speed rail, not as a rail project, but an economic development project.
$3.86 billion. It's about damn time we have a high-speed rail system.
Imagine lacking integrity to the level, lacking human dignity to the level in 2010. You're calling this thing a disaster. And then every year after that, all the way to 2025, you're sitting there going, what a wonderful thing it is. And then we're going to get it done in any minute now. They haven't done one thing. It's actually a railroad to nowhere. Nothing is done. Nobody's riding on it. It doesn't exist. And it started how many, 20 years ago? And now they're requiring $16 billion more from the federal government. I mean, and Trump is leveraging them, by the way, saying basically you're getting no aid until you fix your election system. So why did this fire really happen? And Aaron actually commented, you know, it's weird because we didn't really talk about it. And it's already 10:16. It's not good. But anyway, if you look at the fire, it's very weird how it hops over everything, burns concrete buildings to the ground. You see that fire where that car is? That's more from artillery fire than it is actual fire. Blazing hot fire burns the cars like that. And how did it leap over buildings? It's almost as if people are going with torches and lighting buildings on fire. It's like a targeted burn, right? The most expensive real estate on the planet. And by the way, you can go back to Alex Jones. You're like, Tom, are you a big fan? Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bongino, Alex Jones, and Steve Bannon. Watch all their programs. But Alex Jones put it out months before the fire that this was going to happen. I mean, I know he hears from the Holy Ghost, but I'm just telling you, he knew it was going to happen because he knows their agenda. Their agenda is smart cities, and if it's a smart city, that way they can leverage you into one world commerce system with single access point controlled by them. So if you're in a smart, city, your power can be turned off by them. Your bank account can be turned off by them. The way that you fuel your car through your electricity can be turned off by them. That's what they want. But look at this. Now, Adam Hughes tweet. So the reason why nothing's been done in 5 weeks is because Karen Bass doesn't want anything to be done in 5 weeks because she wants it all to be bought up by BlackRock and build a 15-minute city. DEI, just like Lahaina, DEI mayor Karen Bass is hiring an outside consultant. Why an outside consultant? Why is that? Now, I'll tell you who that guy is in a minute. To rebuild the Pacific Palisades in a more equitable and environmentally sustainable way. Mm. And that, of course, will be a 15-minute city instead of the environmentally unfriendly way of single-family homes. How dare we want single-family homes? Of course, Gavin and Bass will be in their single-family homes behind the walls and guns you're not allowed to have, but everything else will be on Smart City, where they can turn your air conditioning on and off as they see fit, your bank account on and off as they see fit, your entrances and exits controlled as they see fit. And you're like, Tom, that'll never happen in the United States. It's already happened in the largest country in the world. China is completely digitized. It is CBDC. It's all smart cities. It's all 15-minute cities where you have to swipe everywhere you go in and out. And eventually they can determine anytime they want to not let you go in and out and not let you access their cash, which they already do in China, which is the model for all of these people. And, of course, it doesn't apply to Xi Jinping. It only applies to the great unwashed, to the peasants, to the Lao Beijing. We are all the Lao Beijing. We don't need to allow the totalitarian dictators, the Nazis, to control us again. Karen Bass, Pacific Palisades, will be rebuilt by an outside consultant. Go to the next pic for me. Here it is from Adam Hughes again. Consultant hired to rebuild Pacific Palisades was paid $170,000 a month. How's it going so far? Oh, man, I'd like that. I could squeeze by on $170,000 a month. I could squeeze by on that.
Heck yeah.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass appointed Steve Saboroff as the Pacific Palisades recovery czar. He's doing a fantastic job 5 weeks in. Not one thing's been done. Not one. He's being paid $500,000 for a 90-day contract. I could squeeze by on that, too. $500,000 over 3 months. I could live on that. A contract to develop a comprehensive strategy. Is that going to take as long as the railway system? To develop a comprehensive strategy for rebuilding the community. Previously, he was the president of Recreation and Parks Commission. Oh, great. And was best known for his racist tweet about President Trump's supporters. Oh, great. So we got a bourgeois leftist globalist elitist who is going to build a 15-minute city that you will live in that he would never, never lower himself to live in. What you got there, Aaron?
Oh, just the China.
Welcome to China. That's what they want for everybody right there. Then you can pull it up. I mean, go to Song Ping. On Twitter, endless videos. That's how they live everywhere you go. So let me show you this one. Townhall.com video. Gavin Newsom, we won't let citizens rebuild their homes. Play it for me.
What's happening with insurance? And this is the reality, the new reality of extremes, extreme heat, extreme drought. You have droughts and rain bombs. You have flooding at the same time you're dealing with droughts, all happening concurrently. There's a new reality, the world we're living in. And if you're not believing science, you have to believe your own eyes, your own lived experience. And the reality is the insurance market understands it better than anyone else. The market and Mother Nature's are going to have to change the way we live and do business in the context of how we plan, how we do land use, zoning into the future along the lines of your question. We have to wake up to this reality. We cannot be in denial
about what's going on with Mother Nature, again, around the globe, not just in the state of California.
But just to sort of pin you down, what does that mean for the rebuilding in some of these high-risk areas?
Just a more sophisticated design and planning. Remember, okay. Altadena, many of those homes were done in the 20s and 30s and 40s for a world that no longer exists from a climate perspective. And so the ability to absorb a deeper understanding mm-hmm. as you rebuild it presents itself anew in a profound and, we hope, impactful way. So I'm concerned about it, but I'm not concerned about our resourcefulness to address it with the most modern standards anywhere in the world. By the way, California leads the nation already in building zoning standards. Our ability now to take it to the next level, to be a model for the rest of the country, presents itself.
Modern standards. They lead the country in modern climate hoax, bent over standards. So they lead the country, they lead the world in modern standards that bend the knee to a hoax, that work around a hoax that doesn't actually exist. So what he's saying is basically people will not be allowed to rebuild their homes except by his modern standards. And those modern standards will be smart communities where the power company, which is a DEI company, that's actually a Nazi socialist fascist company, because the company will be merged with governance, which is the very definition of fascism. So that's what he wants to build. That's what he is saying there, that we are not going to, he says these houses were built in the 20s that do not work with what's happening in the climate. Nothing's happening in the climate. The climate's exactly the same as it's always been. What if anybody seen a rain bomb that he was talking about? And he was talking about drought. There was no drought this year. They emptied the reservoirs. It wasn't the lack of rainfall. He emptied the reservoirs so that the hydrants would be empty, because it's all purposeful. It's got nothing to do with it. It's all bold-faced lies. He wants to talk about infrastructure. Every failing that he had, every failing that he's responsible for is what caused the fire. When you don't deforest because of climate change, as Trump says, sweep the forest, when you don't drag out all the dead vegetation, and your electric infrastructure was built in the 20s and the 50s. The new stuff is the 50s. The power lines and the power poles were built in the 50s. And you have all this dry brush against a power pole that's going to spark it. And he knows it, which is why the insurance company said, we have to raise our rates because it's going to burn to the ground because of your electric infrastructure. And he refused to do it because he knew that if he refused to do it, a fire would happen. And he knew the hydrants were empty. What does that have to do with climate change? What does empty fire hydrants have to do with climate change? Imagine being so devoid of human dignity, so devoid of integrity, to go on a program and espouse that climate change caused a fire that was obviously caused by your horrendous electric power grid and or arson, and it was unable to be put out because your reservoirs were empty of water. A gravity fed system that goes into the hydrants? How are you going to put out a fire when it's a gravity fed water system where the top end of the infrastructure is empty? And of course, what they want to build is a city. They want to build high rises where they control all access to whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's shopping, whether it's your bank account, whether it's medical, whether it's permitting, anything you want to name, they want to be able to control it. They want to be able to, they've already put it out there. I mean, I've got a whole stack on California. I didn't get to any of it. But the World Economic Forum this year was talking about the model of, he talks about California as the world model for modern standards. Well, California had to put out an edict to all of their California citizens. And this was discussed at the World Economic Forum about how they sent out a request to all of their citizens to please not charge the electric cars that they're basically mandated to have. Isn't that funny? They're going to mandate you into a car and then force you to not charge it so that then they really control your movements? That's the point of it all. All right, 1025. I got so much more. 1025. Oh, my gosh, look at all these Rumble Rants. Rumble Rants. Everybody, listen, stick around for the post game. I'm going to read the Rumble Rants, say thank you to everybody. We're going to be, and then stick around for postgame. Postgame is awesome. You got to watch it. All right, Rumble Rants. Big Jim Go Blue, $20. Buckeye Nut 1968, $20. Gucci Buckeye, $20. BP2 Tim 17, $10. The Matriarch of the Rumble Rant, Tammy L. Margriner, $10. Chopper Supernut, $10. Pumpkin Drifting on Wood, $5. Jules 21 Hours, $5. CW, $10. Patty K44, $5. Thank you guys so much. Listen, Join us at Foundation Church. Let's break our record. 712 people watching live. We average between 650 and 680. Let's break the record this Sunday. Let's break the record. Join us at Foundation Church. Trump is great. Trump administration's great. Elon's great. But they didn't die for your sin. You've got to have a church to find the peace in your life that you've got to have through the forgiveness of sin by receiving Jesus, Lord and Savior. So join us. Aaron will. You'll see Aaron right around 10:15. And you'll see me about 11:05 start to preach. And I preach the same way I podcast. So join us. Bible thumping and the truth. That's it. You'll love it. Join us at Foundation Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. If I don't see you then, I'll see you on Monday at 9 o'clock. Again, stick around for the post game. You'll love it. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys in the chat. I mean, I really do. I love each and every one of you. God bless you. See you on Sunday. Or see you Monday night. Again, one last time, God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley Podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.